What's up?
Oh.
Is that too loud?
Peak.
You and these fucking edits, dude. I swear to God.
Peak city.
I'm turning you down right now, just so you know.
But I was just learning to love. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to News with the Animal. How you doing?
With the Animal.
You came back. Are you working on that theme song there, JD?
Yeah.
How's it going?
That's as far as I got.
This is Ivan over here.
Hello.
Oh, lovely people. Thanks for checking us out, man. We've been seeing that there have been like more and more views.
Even the people that told us to go fuck ourselves were pretty nice about it.
They were. So it shows us that you kind of like watching us and listening to us and just hanging out with us, you know?
Yeah. Now let's get sensual.
Oh, okay. We could get sensual. But that's with our YouTube subscription services.
Yeah, podcast listeners not going to enjoy that part of it.
No, unless it was like in private parts when that chick had to put the subwoofer down.
Do people even have subwoofers anymore?
Not like that in I'm the aware system. Of.
All right, whatever you got.
It's in their car.
Whatever you got, lay it flat. Turn the treble all the way down and the bass all the way up.
That chick was like, "Howard!"
And she took her tits out.
Yep. Classic. I love that fucking movie.
That was a good movie, actually.
That was a great
the
movie.
The Frisbee?
Yeah, I was about to.
You want to put your hand up. Okay.
Oh, it's a good movie. It's if good you haven't checked out Private Parts, you should check it out. It's really good.
We're going to do a review on it.
Can we?
We could if we really wanted to.
That'd be amazing. That's so
if
good.
If you haven't seen this, you go see it right now.
You could probably get it on Amazon for like a dollar.
Probably. Honestly, isn't he retired now?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's coming up pretty soon.
It's got to be. Type thing. Mm.
Who the fuck does a podcast? I got some news for you guys.
Oh, yeah?
I got the red pen to, be real serious.
Because Red's not here?
Yeah.
You replaced him with a pen?
That's what I did. He's like, hey,
just right. Put his face right on top of it.
Oh, yes. Yes.
There you go. I'm going to have to bring the party down first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I have to bring it down first to speak that Mr. Sid Haig had passed away on Saturday the 21st. So we wanted to offer our condolences to his family, friends, and fans across the world. He's a fucking awesome actor. And it's going to be a really empty place without him, man, for sure. So that really sucks. When I woke up, I was like, fuck, that sucks. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. I heard that in Universal Studios already for their House of a Thousand Corpses house, people were laying out flowers and stuff by the ride and shit. That's fucking,
that's
awesome, man. That's cool. But a very sad day for the horror acting industry, for sure. Let's talk about depressing stuff right off the bat. FYE. Let me tell you. And first of all, I fucking asked both of you to go to the mall with me yesterday. No one responded to me in that thread.
No, you didn't.
Wait,
I didn't get no fucking response.
You scroll your little fucking guitar picking fingers all the way up, and you'll see. I said, "Hey guys, let's take the kids to the mall."
Yell at him for a minute. I'm gonna see.
No, I mean, I trust his word, though.
Do you though?
But no one.
But like every
anything.
Time I'm able to get on there, there's like 23 messages. I'm like, fuck.
I know. We were just talking about
and
that.
And even when it says 23 missed messages, it doesn't take you all the way to the top if there's too many.
It don't.
Them. Not for me.
I never realized that.
I did not.
And
see
also,
that.
Why the hell do we talk on multiple platforms? That is so annoying. I gave up on Snapchat. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, dude, that's mostly just Red.
That is telling us about his day because we don't get anything else. You know, we don't see him.
That's too long to read. I'm not going to do that.
So, but anyways, I put in there, let's take the kids and go to the mall and hang out, LOL.
That was for yesterday?
Yeah. So I went. I figured you guys were busy. You know, everybody's got shit going on, in all honesty.
I'm back to the part where we're talking about if we were a metal band, we'd be mediocre. Mediocre metal.
Good job. You got to go way back. Job. This was like on Friday.
Fuck.
But anyways, FYE. I love that store. I love the fact that I can buy weird Japanese gummies and also buy Godzilla like on DVD and Blu-ray combo. You know what I mean? Like just all sorts of random stuff. Every time I go in there, I loathe going to the checkout. Is this all for you today? Yes, sir. Okay. What's your email address? No, I already gave it before. Well, let me see if you're in the system. Oh, but are you a member? No, I don't think I am. Well, if you'd like to sign up to be our member, you can get these three magazines for a total of $4.99 for a month. But if you sign up today, you get 30% off. No one reads magazines anymore. Okay? So
I used to read Game Informer.
That's nothing wrong with this.
I would still do it if I had it, but I just don't have the subscription.
Oh,
I used to have Guitar World, too.
My ears are getting itchy because I'm getting annoyed.
Because I'm trying to avoid the digital space.
Okay, that's fine. That's for you. That's
but now
the,
I don't know where to put all the old ones.
That's the true 1%, okay?
Hey, I get digital copies of games. He still gets the...
Yeah, that's because I was getting those Best Buy deals.
That's
that
true.
Shit just expired, and they're like, we lost a lot of money on that, and I was like, and I'm reaping all the benefits.
Where else can you get a wrinkly-ass Borderlands shirt when you buy the game inside the case? Like, it's like...
It literally just says, like, Borderlands. And I used to, you remember, like, the cheap game t-shirts that would come with it? Like, all the cool ones are up, like hanging on the racks and shit, but the ones they put in that fucking box for you, just the fucking title.
Yep.
Like, nothing on the back,
like
no
fucking...
It's a
bumper sticker stuck to a shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Target merch at best.
God damn it.
But...
I got this at Target. It came
did
in one
really?
Of those boxes. That
I
looked
did
like
too.
A
oh, no way. I have a RoboCop one upstairs that I got from there. I should have worn
it. I think
that.
I got that too.
Did you really?
Is it him coming out of the car?
Mm-hmm. It's all blue and red. And
I wonder if I got that or if maybe it wasn't there when I went back. Mm. Fuck.
I should
be
that.
Mad if I don't have that one.
You should be. The guy, I tell him I'm not a member. He then asks for the basics. And I was like, but for what? And he goes, well, you're not buying anything. And I was like, but it's...
We need your social. We need to check your credit score to see if you can purchase
it's right here
things.
In front of me. And this happened to me years ago where...
You had stuff to buy and he said you weren't buying anything? Or is that what happened?
No, he was trying to get me to be part of their members club or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Even though I gave him my email address. I'm like, well, I just gave you my email address. He goes, well, I just need the basics. I'm like, well, what do you need? He goes, well, your name, your address, and your occupation. And I was like, but I don't want it. He goes, are you sure? It just takes a minute. And I was like, no, I don't want it. That's fine. He's like, but you can take advantage of getting these magazines. It was like Entertainment Weekly. It was like National Geographic and something else. I don't want it.
Maybe National Geographic would have been kind of cool.
It would have been cool. Absolutely. But I don't want to be held to something monthly because this happened to me a couple of years ago where it was charging me per month and then you had to fight tooth and nail to get rid of it. This happened somewhat to a lesser degree like a month and a half ago when I went to go buy some new Funko Pops. I just want to, here's my money, here's my purchase that I've acquired, you've given me the change in my saucer of a hand, in my pocket, and I'm out. Don't harass me! And this is the age talking. But I was pissed. I don't fucking question me, I don't want to give you all my info.
Yeah. Like, why you gotta have my occupation, dude?
That's your studies, your statistics? I went to fucking Panda Express, they didn't ask me any of that.
You go now.
Jesus Christ.
What you do for a living?
You want to donate $1 to such and such?
Oh, and they get you too, and I do it.
Yeah,
I always do the roundup. Mm-hmm. That's such a better thing.
It's
like you want to round up? It's like, yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I like even numbers.
Right?
Yeah. It's going to be way easier to fucking subtract this in my bank account.
I went to Spirit Halloween as well yesterday.
I did too.
Did you really?
Yes. Did two of them.
It'd have been nice to have seen you.
Remember when we went to see that movie and we were like a half hour apart because we don't talk to each other outside of here?
I was so mad. It's not even the fact that we don't talk to each other. Well, because we do, number one. Number two, I just assume that you're working on the weekend.
I was supposed to work that day. I wasn't supposed to tell anybody that.
Your boss was like, ah!
It was date night. Right? It was date night? You didn't go by yourself, right?
No. I was there with a partner.
Okay. Of that I know?
Yes.
Okay. FYE. Let me tell you about Spirit Halloween. So we're in there and we're looking at these cool ass, like little skull looking like dudes. It was kind of more like, kind of, I thought it was like a Bioshock kind of ripoff thing, but it ended up being
they did have Bioshock there.
Did they?
Yeah. They had splicer hooks and shit.
That would be shit. Sweet.
And the bunny mask. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it was cool. I was going to say, whatever it was cool, but my son dropped it. He went to go pick it up and I was like, don't. And it was like, you know, so I'm like fuck. And I literally had that 5% or 25% off coupon in my hand. I was like, well, that's what I know what it's going for. So I went up to the front, I picked up all the pieces and stuff, and I brought it to the cashier, and she's like, oh, you know, we don't charge people for breaking things, whatever.
So you're like, smash,
right? So I felt really bad. But getting back to that, what I bought, I ended up giving $5 to their donation thing because I felt bad for breaking the thing. Mm. And that's bad that I felt more sad and guilt about breaking something than just giving the $5 to the charity if I didn't break something.
Right.
Dude, kids, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Dude, I was coming back from Tim's house that one time. We stopped at the gas station because Zach had to take a shit. So we're in there, and we're looking through the little candy aisles and shit. And there, for some reason, there's like this 2 liter of Coke just sitting on one of the things. I was like, don't touch that. Just like you were saying, he just barely tapped it. The motherfucking thing fell off like the second shelf and spun around. So it's like somebody got murdered in front of us because it just sprayed all over us. And we're like, I was so fucked. No, it was just Coke, man. It was just, I was so embarrassed. And like, it's next to that McDonald's. So I was like, he just dropped this and we didn't mean it. It's like, dude, I work at McDonald's. It's like, fuck. So then I had to take the empty bottle. I was like, this dropped over there. So we just picked up our shit and left. It's like, I don't know if you need to do something with this, but
wait up an aisle four.
No shit. Jesus.
I was like, we have to leave now.
Yeah. Get out now. You know, I was going to space out all the annoyances, but we're kind of going on that vibe. You know what pisses me off? When you have fresh pineapple and the little shreds get stuck in your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had that today.
I don't eat pineapple.
But I like pineapple, though.
Do you like it on your pizza?
Yeah.
You get the fuck out of here.
I don't know, man. It's one of those things that I enjoy. I don't know.
You enjoy lots of weird things.
I do. I really do. Insert like that scene of Kramer when he was at the Kenny Rogers Roasters chicken. He's just like sitting up. He's like eating the shit, being all weird with the light. You know, I don't know.
Is that when he turns into the chicken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I always remember that part.
It was amazing. But no, I remember because I ate it like for breakfast, and it was like an hour and a half later, and I was like, because I felt them all like dangling and shit. It was terrible. I didn't like that at all. So that's why I wanted to.
Sitting there like.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Then people are like staring at you and stuff. I don't know why I felt that I needed to tell you guys this, but.
This is our therapy session.
It is our therapy session.
Therapy with the animal.
Whoop, whoop. Speaking of news with the animal, I had a friend of mine by the name of Brian reach out to me yesterday. He is an avid listener and watcher of the show.
That surprises me every time people say they're avid listeners.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing with your life?
Right? It makes me feel real good. I've known Brian for a while. I call him BK for short because his last name starts with a K.
Because he's the Burger King?
He's the Burger King. He's this guy right behind us here. As you can see, he's a very serious businessman. But I wanted to give him a shout out for checking us out, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Shout out, BK.
Yeah, BK. He plays Borderlands, too. Oh, not yeah? Not Borderlands 2, but the third one.
Borderlands as well.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Oh, That's
that
a prequel.
There's no confusion of Borderlands.
That's a prequel right there. Coming
soon.
No,
it's the pre-sequel.
Pre-sequel? That's cool. BK's a good guy. I enjoy him. He's a good guy. I don't know if I said that. You'll love it. He's a good guy. We got everything. Okay, stop. Three from Hell, guys. Got the numbers in, courtesy of Metal Injection from last week. We were talking about the premiere for 3 days.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
For the 3 days, brought in $1.92 million.
What's the... It's a budget.
I don't know the budget.
What are we comparing it to if you ain't got the budget?
I don't know. 122,000 people saw the movie. It did
for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's huge.
It's probably good.
Yeah, it's not like a weekend.
No. It's so good that they're bringing it back on Monday, October 14th.
Hmm. A fucking Monday again.
Again.
Rob Zombie, you're fired.
He was on Rogan.
He was.
I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I like Rogan.
Shout out to Rogan.
Yeah. Rogan, have us on. Here's an interesting story submitted by Hector. Speaking of people that watch and support the show. At Riot Fest, when the Village People played, there's footage of them playing the song Macho Man with a full-on mosh pit and Wall of Death happening.
Can we put that video right here? Can you do that for us?
I can. Is there any copyright issues with it?
I don't think if it's user submitted.
Who gives a shit?
If it's user submitted.
What are they going to do?
Yeah. Beat the... Like, you show a scene of them just beating our ass.
The
like,
next scene's just
out.
Us getting taken down.
Right?
The Village People now
getting
own
tomahawked.
This channel.
Gah!
No. But yeah, it was pretty intense. You should check out the footage. If it's not behind me, then you should check it out. So I think that was pretty funny. And it's in Chicago. Leave it to Chicago
of course.
To do that.
We'll mosh for anything.
Absolutely. Bring in the beef. what else I got here? So the Download 2020 roster came out today. Did you guys see that?
I looked at it.
Yeah.
Did you
see it?
Is Daughtry on it?
No, is he? I don't know. No.
It took I read me a something minute. That had Daughtry on it. I'm sorry.
Jesus. Maybe it was Country Bumpkin Thunder.
Country Bumpkin.
Offspring. Disturbed.
These are the headliners?
Mm-hmm. System of a Down.
Offspring still headlining, huh?
Mm-hmm. Iron Maiden, Gojira, Korn, Deftones, and kiss.
And kiss.
And kiss.
And kiss.
For their 38th farewell tour.
We got to find somebody that can do the voices like that guy that used to be on the Howard Stern show. This is Gene Simmons.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gene invented breathing. That's a weird lineup, man. You know, you've got Download typically is more metal than anything, but you got System, who aren't metal, but for some reason people still love. I'm sorry. I'm like,
I still
one
don't
of,
care.
I like Sode.
I would say I'm a casual fan. Toxicity and the first album were top tier. Yes. Hypnotize and Mesmerize kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of floaty there.
Yeah. The whole double album concept is pretty cool, though.
That is.
Doesn't sound very cool. You didn't like any of it.
The idea of it. The idea of Dream
the
Theater
idea,
is better than
cool
Dream
until
Theater.
You realize it wasn't as cool as you thought it was.
I'm hoping they're going to come out with something new, though. It'd be interesting.
So does Chavo. I feel bad for Chavo. You've seen all those interviews. He's always saying, like, I don't know if it's going to happen, man. Like, yeah. I feel really bad
for
him.
They do that
to
the other bass players and like, bands, too. It's like, how come you guys aren't together? Like, Rhino's like, Ryan. I'd like to get together, but I don't know.
He said when he was playing with Korn, Greg called him and was like, hey, man, congratulations on the gig.
I did see, now that we're talking about it, they asked one of the fucking sites, all of them, what difference does it make? They asked Chad, like, you know, is there any, you know, 2020s coming up? It's going to be 20 years of LD50. You guys thinking about doing anything? He's like, yeah, we talked to the, you know, we're all cool talking to each other, but, you know, he's got this shit going on.
He does, man. Hell yeah. He's so wrapped up in hell yeah. It's going to be a long time. Like, what did we say a couple months ago? We said give it 3 years. We'll see something. We may not see the 20th anniversary, but I'm telling
20th
you.
20th anniversary of fucking End of All Things to Come by that point.
Yep.
Yeah.
2002-ish.
Yep. I'd be okay with that. If you want to take the time and get yourself together and finish up Hell Yeah, you know, you're finishing up Vinny's work.
It's weird because he said, like, it's probably, like, the most popular the band's been in a while since everybody's talking about it. It's like, fucking do it. Goddamn.
You know behind closed doors are like, fuck, we need to jump on this because it'd be fun for them and financially it'd be really a nice little security blanket too. Fuck yeah, why not?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hell no, fuck yeah.
Speaking of Deftones, did you guys hear the Deftones and Britney Spears mashup?
I want to say I saw something about it, but I didn't see it.
You need to check it out. We'll put the link in the bottom of this video. It is Britney Spears' Toxic mixed up with Deftones' Change in the House of Flies, and it fucking fits. It's trippy, and I dig it. I didn't like Toxic, like that.
I might be more into Deftones if Britney Spears is singing over it.
You know, another friend of mine had reached out and said that he dug it too, so, and he's a huge Deftones fan, but check it out. It's good. I wish we could. Fucking copyright. I just found out the other day because I went on the website and changed everything.
Changed in the House of Flies?
Yeah. That if you put up a picture.
So annoyed.
When trying to get a point across, you get me on a roll. You can't stop me like a Rolo. like a Rolo. Every picture that you use online, if you Googled it, you could potentially
get copyrighted.
Yeah. So I read, and I hope it's true on Wikipedia, I updated the site on everything that we've ever uploaded. I put yada yada photo. Well, I've always done it. Photo courtesy of whatever website it was, especially if it's like a live shot. But then if you put no copyright infringement is intended, apparently that helps.
We didn't mean to do it, but we did it.
Right?
So don't yell
but
at us.
That's
everything we got out there.
Seriously, though, like there's a couple photos that we've taken, like of Light the Torch and Ghost and stuff that we have watermarked. But when you're trying to report on a band, you don't want to steal the picture that Blabbermouth has used or Metal Injection has used. You want to go and find your own. But the thing is, it's so touchy with these concert photographers. You know what I mean? That you've got to get permission to use it. Yeah. And if you don't, like that whole thing with Arch Enemy, like that fucking blew up.
The first thing that popped in my mind when you said that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You're on it, man. We're on it together. But it's hard though when you, cause you, I just don't want to upload something and not have an image to go off of it.
Yeah.
Like with the passing of Sid Haig today, everybody was using pictures that I know for fucking 100% they Googled it that weren't their photos. So I just took a clip of the actual Instagram that his wife had written the message and I put it up there. I'm like, well, that's the most factual you get and it's not stealing anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someday we're going to get shut down.
I hope not. We try to behave as much as we can, you know. We don't even... Like, we checked it.
What?
I didn't say nothing.
No.
Yeah, that was me.
What'd you say?
Just let us know, and then we'll fucking tag you in it.
Yeah.
They got to give us a warning, right?
Yeah. We always say courtesy of, and, you know, it's, I'm showing the work. I'm not putting the wasted attention logo over it or anything. Well, that's you, because I'm kind of technologically inept.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's true. CSR Collectibles. I know we did an interview with them a couple of months ago. I wanted to give them another quick shout out again. They have been doing a lot of huge shit and getting a lot of big people doing their little signings and everything. On Facebook Live last week, they had a Three from Hell poster giveaway. It was pretty cool. I went in and did it myself, where Doug was saying people to pick like a certain number, and then he picked it, but he was also doing like a Q&A and stuff like that. So if you guys haven't checked out CSR Collectibles yet, please do so. They specialize in autograph entertainment and sports memorabilia.
Dude, I feel like Rogan had somebody on that was talking about shit like this,
yeah,
like signing and stuff. And it's like, I know what you're doing when you're coming up here with those 50 like autographs you want me to sign. It's not just for you and shit. You're going to sell them. I forget who he was talking to. I'm all caught up on Rogan, because usually I'm like a month behind, so yeah. I can just listen all day at work. But now I'm officially like caught up. I'm like, fuck! I got to get suspended for like a month or something. I can't do this.
Well, at least with CSR, like from what I've talked to Doug about and have heard what they say on the website and everything, is that they approach these press contacts.
Yeah.
Set something up, whatever they do behind closed doors monetarily, whatever they need to do. And
see, I wonder if it's different if it's behind closed doors and like when somebody comes up with five fucking stacks of autographs to do like in a line or some shit.
Especially not making it out to anybody. Like anytime that I've ordered from them, I've always said to whoever was signing to make it out to me. Because I also want, like, when you're signing my little pop, I want you to know it's for me. It's for Brandon. Hey, you. I'm not going to sell.
It's like it's, oh, not an I.
Right? No. They do really good work, though, with the Nick Castle one I got from Halloween. My little Michael Myers, like, it's all clean in the blue Sharpie, and it came in, like, in a really nice protective box. And, well, you guys know, every time I get something, I'm like, hey, look at guys.
We're going to have to get our shit together, because October is, like, in a week.
Yeah, we do. Hector has agreed to come on and do all of the Halloween movies. We're going to do a deep
Even the
synopsis.
One with the fucking rappers in it?
Everything.
Ugh.
Everything. And he's the guy to do it, man, so he said he would do it.
Fair enough.
We're trying to find a nice haunted house excursion. Or fuck, we could just go to Reader Road and record.
Might as well.
Fuck it.
Walk around. It's quiet out there. Reader Road's this place near where we live, and there's always been these like urban legends about stuff. Like as a kid, I remember like being afraid to go down there because if you go down there, they put couches out in the middle of the road so you can't go, and I found dead cats and stuff like that. So I've never seen that, but it might be cool to walk around. We got night vision on that camera.
Some Blair Witch shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I feel like that's a movie already. Like, a bunch of dumbasses like us go out there to record a show, and then we actually get, like, killed.
Right.
Let me know what movie that
is. Nose is running.
Oh, no. You can see up. You can see up, man. Oh, man. Is it this nostril? This nostril is way bigger because I have a deviated septum. I was hanging out with Hector and his wife one night, and she's also a physician, and she was sitting down as I was standing up, and she's like, I can see all the way up there. I'm like, I know. Oh, it's fantastic. I love it. Yeah, we did like some Valentine's Day massacre haunted house. That was fun. Somewhere on the south side. I can't remember where it was at. But I made it. See, the media tells you that if you just walk foot in Chicago, you're dead. We're all here. We've been there a lot.
I wouldn't say a lot. I try not to go there at all.
I avoid it like the plague.
Speaking of some hardcore shit, Body Count's mixing their next album.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Do you guys like Body Count?
I dig it. They got some riffs.
Yeah?
Yeah? You dig it?
Yeah, I was excited when they were at fucking Mayhem.
Dude, they fucking were awesome at Mayhem, dude. They're heavy.
It was awesome because, like, he was rhyming. I wish I remember what the rhyme was. And then he said something about a cop, and I was like, because I play one on TV. And it rhymed what he said, and then he said it. I was like,
oh,
yes!
No.
He knows what's great. Up.
Yeah, he does. And he's an actor, so he truly knows how to get that crowd.
Detective
like,
O'Dolphin Tutuola.
What did he say?
That's for you, baby.
Thank you. That's for me?
Yeah.
He said SVU.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's for you too.
For you too. Yeah.
My wife watches that shit. I'm just like,
dude. Once you start the first like 5 minutes of the episode, you're like, oh, I gotta see how this ends.
No, once you start the first 5 minutes of the episode, you've seen every fucking episode that's been. No.
Fair enough,
to
man.
It.
If that's what you want to say, no, but I'm telling you, there's some cool shit in there, man.
I remember it used to play all day in USA,
mm-hmm.
and then it would finish. And I'm like, oh man, okay, that was a good episode. Wait, what?
USA Up All Night.
Spangler.
What's going to happen on this one?
Olivia, is that what it was?
Olivia Benson.
Olivia
sir.
Benson. I don't know. I just never see if it's not like if it's not like fucking King of the Hill cooking shows, Ink Master, and I don't watch it because I'm like, oh, I got tattoos. You're cool. I like the show. I like Dave Navarro. I think he's an interesting character. I would love to talk to him. But or Toonami.
Do you notice what he does? Like when he like admits a little too much into liking somebody, like he just has this like, yeah, I love Dave Navarro. I like him. You know, he kind of gives you that look.
I want
to
elaborate.
He tries to play it off a little bit because he's waiting for a reaction from us.
Yeah,
he's like, you guys love like Dave Navarro too, right?
Like, right?
Eh, I heard he liked Marilyn Manson. But
really? Oh.
Anybody ever read that book?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I've always heard the rumor that Manson had his ribs removed.
I heard that in like fifth grade. Yeah.
I know, and it's still stuck with me.
Still stuck with him too.
Oh, I like David Navarro.
We know.
One Hot Minute, man. That's the best Chili Peppers album.
You're not gonna say that, are you?
I am.
Why?
Because it's so different than what it was. It was dark.
It's not Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You don't think that it sounds like Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Never listened to it. Oh. I haven't heard it in a hot minute.
My other friend, Brian, who lives in the city, we'll say Brian L. I know. I have like seriously 10 Brians I know. He also said hi and reached out to us. So thank you, Brian L. Big Cubs fan. He's an awesome guy. He said that he'd be willing to offer his services and come on. And he's a big Chili Peppers fan. So maybe have him come on and talk about it.
He did mention that to me. I meant to dig up my Chili Pepper history.
Just look up keyword California. You have found 1.3 million matches. So what do you guys got against David Navarro, though?
I don't have anything against
there's
David
nothing
Navarro.
Against him. Yeah.
I just don't have anything on him either.
Yeah.
He was on Tim and Eric once, and I think that anybody that stepped foot on that show is cool in my book just because it's so weird and you don't really have an agenda at that show. I don't know.
I like Tim and Eric.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. You should watch those. They're touring. I just saw that they're coming in February.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of February, so C2E2 is coming, that big Chicago Entertainment and Comic Expo. I was thinking about surprising the kids and staying overnight at McCormick because traffic is fucking terrible anytime you go there. Mm-hmm. It's all shut down on Lakeshore Drive. It's parking is a nightmare, just everything. Let's just go in the city on any other day. Yeah. But I looked at a hotel for overnight. It was like $359 for one night. I'm like, nope. We'll just head up there early.
I'll wait in traffic.
Yeah. C2E2 is cool, though.
I haven't been to that one.
You haven't been to that one? I know you've been to Wizard World. Yes. What about you? Have you ever
been
to
any?
Those? We should go this year or next year.
Who's there?
I don't know yet. The guest just hasn't been released yet. And what does it matter? Because knowing us, we're not going to spend $100 to meet somebody. We're just going to go lurk.
So we're just going to stand on the outskirts yelling at them?
Yeah.
Kevin Nash, there's his booth. We're just like creeping like 10 feet away. We're just like... Hey, is it true that you got stabbed on the set of Punisher? Yeah. The director bought me a case of beer because he felt bad. That's awesome.
Can we see it?
Are those your skis?
Both of them?
Yeah, you hear that in the background?
Both of them?
Are you going to buy something or what? I remember Scott Hall did a wrestling event in Porter County, and it was like, really awkward because he was standing out in front of the arena thing or whatever you want to call it. It was some outdoor bunch of seats set up, you know, and there's no thing that says Scott Hall behind him, autographs, whatever. He's just standing there. So there's just all these fucking wrestling nerds like hanging out and being included, you know? And I just felt really bad because all of a sudden he's like, so does anybody want a picture? It's $30. I was like, man, that's really pricey, but you got to make a living, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just not going to make a living off of me.
Yeah. And then he came out to the ring, and he didn't
Tito
even
Santana
wrestle.
Santana didn't charge us any money.
Santana
just
didn't?
Walks over there, does a selfie with him in the background.
Right. I did that with Anthony Rizzo. We went to like an auto show a couple of years ago, and he was doing a signing for like State Farm members only. And he walked all the way up there, and all these fucking suckers were waiting in line for like hours. And I
you
got like,
to do that shit where you call his name, and he just looks over real surprised, and you just put like superimpose yourself into like a picture with him.
I brought my son over. I was like, dude, we're gonna fucking do this. I didn't say that, but I ran over there, and I was like, and we got our picture with Rizzo, and these people up in the front were so
hey,
mad.
Frank Rizzo,
what
asshole.
Is he doing?
I don't know.
What's this line for?
Yeah. But if I was in the front of the line, I don't think I would have said anything because you weren't taking any time. You know what I mean? He was just getting set up and stuff like that. I'm going
to
find that.
Did you ever go to like the wrestling shows that used to be around here? Like yeah. Hammock Civic Center? I can't say that word.
The Hammock Civic Center where they sell hammocks.
Hammock
Civic Center.
We used to even go like to this other place. Like it was real fucking small. It looked like just like somebody's shop or something. And they set up like a wrestling area. Like you could see the dressing rooms just down the hall. And they're trying to get like all into it. I was like... Fuck, when you're little, who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to go up there and, like, grab on the ropes and shit because I saw the other kids doing it because they were, like, from a little league or whatever. But when I went to do it, they had a problem with me doing it. Hey, get off of there. I was like, fuck you. You're going to have everybody else do that. I was real mad. My dad just let me go up there, too. He didn't say nothing. He didn't yell at that guy or nothing.
He was like, look at this idiot.
He also got us kicked out of the one time we went to the Hammock Civic Center to watch, like, wrestling.
Why would he?
I told you that, right? Yeah, Lex Luger beat Barry Windham. So he threw his fucking hot dog wrapper from like the balcony. He got pretty fucking close. And he was like, 2 minutes later, like, you guys got to leave.
To be fair, though, hot dog wrappers and the silver foil.
The foil, yeah.
They're good. Yeah. They're good.
You can get them. You can get some distance on those.
Remember,
I seen it.
Remember when Wendy's had the yellow boxes in the cups and then when you could still get the Baconator in the silver foil? I remember your dad, he was standing at the top of the stairs at your old house. And he goes, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, it made like a pretty decent sound. And he was like, oh, like I remember even for him, he was like that stung. And it was just funny. I'm trying to find this picture and I can't find it.
Dude, we went and seen WCW at the Hammock Civic Center.
Dude, man.
But it was Windy City Wrestling. It wasn't what you think it was.
Oh, you got me. Because I was going to say I missed WCW.
We saw like a WWE like event there. It wasn't WWE at the time because, you know, fucking wildlife and shit. But that was like the first time I saw like Shawn Michaels come out like after the Rockers and shit. Like it was the first time he did the heartbreak thing that I ever saw.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Huh.
I always remember the In Your House show when he came down in the zip line. He was just like...
I can't find it. I'm sorry, Dino. Chest.
Yeah.
I wasted 10 minutes of my life. I'm never going to get back.
Womp,
womp, womp, womp, womp. That's all we got, man. It's Light News Week.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens when you have weekly material when you're trying to push content.
Can you tell we really want to talk to each other because we haven't talked to each other in a while?
I know, right?
Just BSing.
Some say that's what we do best.
We do.
Information's not our strong point.
No, it's not. At least we cite our sources, though.
We just don't get any.
No. That's what we're working on. We do have Spirit Box, though, coming out. Should be out hopefully
$10 a
next
month,
week or
you know,
so.
Sell you some high school Spirit Week shit.
It's a different Spirit Box. It's a band called Spirit Box. Ignorant ass.
Hey, they were cool. They were funny as fuck.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
So appreciate a joke.
For sure. No, they're cool, man. They made fun of our Chicago accent, so that was awesome, you know, but what can you do?
It was real obvious. I was like, man, she fucking pinpointed it.
Yeah,
like,
she did.
With a 50-mile radius.
Yeah. Immediately. So that'll be coming out in the next week or so.
I should set up so they can see me.
Yeah, well, that's Jake. Hopefully got a cover in Corrosion of Conformity this Friday, hopefully.
We got to do, well, that's you. We got to get our 10 albums of the last decade together. Yep. That's something we're working on. We got to do, soon enough, we're going to have to get ready for the top 5 albums of 2019.
Yep, that's soon.
That's coming up sooner than we think. Yeah, just the Halloween shit, I guess.
Yep. October is going to be nothing but spookiness.
Then I guess you could send us suggestions.
Yeah. Yeah, please do. WastedAttention@gmail.com. Facebook us. Instagram.
If you want to get on the show, hit us up.
Yeah. We're having anybody on. Anybody wants to come on. We got Brian on right here. We'll have another Brian coming up here soon. But I think that's about it, guys. Thanks for checking us out, as we had said. Ivan, what do you like to tell everybody?
Like, subscribe, hit that notification bell.
Please do. Honest to God, all these fucking YouTubers say it, and everybody always ignores it. The more likes you get us, the more chances we have actually like entertaining you and getting
interviews.
If you
guys just do it up by yourselves, we won't say it. You know, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
If you just do it yourselves and not have to be told to do it.
hit the like button and you're subscribe.
Right? I did that. And I hate it. I'm turning the notifications off. Fuck that.
That's what I do. Why would I want
to? Don't listen to me. Don't do that.
I leave them all alone.
See?
I'm like, yes.
It's a prime member right there. Cool. All right, guys. Well, adios. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.